RNZ Pacific News, Talofa, Tōku Ingoa, ko Lydia Lewis. Tuvalu's climate change minister says big emitters talk about making gains on climate action, but are failing to address the driving force, capitalism. Maina Talia made the comments at the climate change meeting, OSINTA, organised by the Pacific Council of Churches. The meeting is designed for theological and indigenous discussion around climate change. Mr. Talia says sea level rise is a clear indication people have departed from God.
We are also worried of the capitalist wisdom, which now possesses a new agenda of fixing the environment. We are worried of the impacts of sustainability. Proposals such as planting trees, changing light bulbs, tapping renewable energy sources and the likes, are they aimed at protecting the earth or safeguarding the prevailing exploitative economic model?
A veteran Solomon Islands journalist says she's not surprised at the lineup of 11 ministers so far sworn into government. Dorothy Wichman says several independent MPs were pulled in to form this government, and this lineup reflects that. She says the new minister for the Ministry of Public Service, John Tuhaika, who was at the World Bank previously, is one to keep an eye on.
He has a good track record in terms of work integrity. So we're hoping to see good things come out of him. If he has a good permanent secretary working with him, I think he'll achieve a lot. And he's also young and he's first time in Parliament and in politics too. So he'll be a person to watch, I think.
Meanwhile, Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape has congratulated the newly elected Solomon Islands Prime Minister, Jeremiah Manele. The Post Courier reports Mr. Manele saying the Melanesian spirit of looking out for one another will remain their word and their bond. He also assured Mr. Manele of the support of PNG's government and people. And Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape and Bougainville President Ismail Toroama are expected to have engaged in hard-hitting talks surrounding the Bougainville Peace Agreement. The Bougainville delegation met with the national government on Monday. They discussed the ratification process outlined in the Bougainville Peace Agreement and the Constitution. Ahead of the talks, Bougainville Attorney General Ezekiel Massat warned that the Bougainville government might use other avenues to gain its independence should the PNG government continue to be mischievous in its dealings. A cannabis advocate in the Cook Islands says he wants people to eventually be able to cultivate their own plants. Medicinal cannabis could be legalised this month in the country, pending cabinet approval next week. Pharmacies will be able to apply to the Ministry of Health for a 12-month licence to import the drug. Advocate Steve Boggs says he's happy that there's progress.
This just to me is like putting your foot in the water, just crawling. The next thing I want to see is people are allowed to cultivate up to like 10 plants on their own and just register with the police or the Ministry of Health to do that so you can grow your own. And then I want to see it decriminalized.
Mr. Boggs says he hopes recreational cannabis will eventually be legalized. Samoa's Electric Power Corporation has sold two major solar farms at Taunaimato and Faleolo for more than 7 million tala and secured a low-cost power purchase agreement from the companies. The Samoa Observer reports the corporation's general manager, Valmui Lese Toimoana, saying the companies have preferred not to use the existing solar farms and will build new ones. The two solar farms were under the Electric Power Corporation and were put on the market late last year. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, the Whangarei Boys High School Board of Trustees has been charged for health and safety failures over the death of a student on a caving trip. The 15-year-old Kanan Petera died on a school trip to Abbey Caves in May last year. WorkSafe says the charges have been filed against the legal entity of the Board of Trustees, not individual members of the board. In a convoluted media conference, New Zealand's Corrections Minister has repeatedly provided incorrect information about his planned prison spend-up. The announcement promised a $1.9 billion investment in corrections over the next 4 years. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
The near 40-minute media conference raised almost more questions than answers, with Christopher Luxon and Mark Mitchell at times contradicting each other. Mr Luxon at first said the funding injection did not include capital spending, only for Mr Mitchell to say that it did. Mr Mitchell also claimed the money would go towards an 810-bed extension to Waikerea Prison, but then said that included 600 beds already funded and previously announced by Labor. Shortly after the conference closed, a correction was sent out saying the new beds would actually come on top of those 600.
The Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival is shining a spotlight on Asian and Pacific creatives in the US. The festival is the largest of its kind in Southern California, and since 1983, it's been the premier showcase for the best and brightest of Asian Pacific cinema. Visual Communications produces the festival, and its senior programmer, Esiel Bolarissa, says archival documentaries are also running this week at the festival. She says one of her favourites was made in the late 70s, and it's called Omae Fatasi.
It documents a youth organization based in Carson, California, and that youth organization solely serviced the Samoan community of LA County. It's important for me because we just don't see that documentation of the 80s. Like, we don't see Samoans included in any reflections of what Los Angeles looked like in 1980s. And this film fulfills that.
In world news, Chinese President Xi Jinping is to hold talks in Paris later tonight aimed at smoothing over trade difficulties with France. Xi arrived yesterday on a state visit hosted by Emmanuel Macron, who wants to warn China against backing Russia in the conflict over Ukraine. This year marks 60 years of diplomatic relations between France and China. This is the Chinese leader's first trip to Europe since 2019. Mexican authorities have confirmed that an American and two Australian tourists who went missing in northern Mexico on a surfing trip are dead. The bodies of Australian brothers Callum, 33, and Jake Robertson, 30, as well as American Carter Road, 30, have been identified by their parents. The ABC's Carrington Clark has the latest.
We do now have confirmation that these bodies that were pulled out of a well in remote Baja California were indeed the Perth brothers, Callum and Jake Robinson, along with their travel companion, Jack Carter Road. Unfortunately, we've had two sets of parents having to make the journey into Mexico in order to help identify in person these bodies. Now we expect that the bodies will be taken out of Mexico and repatriated.
In sport, Vanuatu football star Brian Celtic's Central Coast Mariners team has claimed a 1-0 win over Al Hilal to be crowned AFC Cup champions over in Oman. The side became just the second Australian team in history to lift a continental trophy. The Mariners say Celtic, who has won his second Coaches Player of the Year award, stood his ground in defence. The best up-and-coming footballers from Fiji, Cook Islands, New Caledonia, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Samoa, Tahiti and Tonga have arrived in Nandi, Fiji for the OFC Under-15 Girls Development Tournament. It kicked off today and runs until May 14th. As OFC Media reports, it's designed to provide young footballers international tournament format experience. Spokesperson Owain Profsa says giving young athletes a chance in the pressure cooker environment like this helps to level off the playing field. And that is the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.